So she doesn't want to play with me, probably more than I don't want to play with her. She just, she knows she has the most wonderful group of friends, and we'll play, rec games together. We just don't play tournaments together for a couple reasons. One, we wouldn't be equally yoked, right? She would just get mercilessly picked on. Two, I probably know my limitations, and I don't think that would be good for our marriage.
Right.
Being that competitive, and she, it would just be really hard. And
Yes, that's why I wrote this.
right? I need to grow in
Yes.
my faith to come out, looking good or having a good attitude before the Lord.
Hey there, I'm Victoria, a certified Christian life coach, author, motivational speaker, and university educator, and I am obsessed with helping you navigate through life's ups and downs so that you can live day by day in God's peace despite the many external demands on your time and energy. The Choose to Think Inspirational podcast is about the delicate dance between God transforming you from the inside out and your personal responsibility for change, maturity, and refinement as a Christ follower. On the show, I'll help you connect the dots between your faith and your life in practical, meaningful ways while giving God room to do what only He can do, and so that you can shine your light for Christ and be better equipped to serve your family and help others around you. You can change every area of your life, one thought at a time. Welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast, Brain Changer. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome or welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast. I have been smiling for the last 30 minutes. I mean, like almost all of that 30 minutes, because on the show today, we have a pickleball player, and he's not just any pickleball player, though that would be fun too. His name is Scott Moore. Let me tell you a little bit about him. And he is living proof that great players only get better with time. Don't you love that? After 30 plus years as a tennis player, he began playing pickleball competitively in 2013 and has since gone on to win the Triple Crown, not once, not twice, but six times. His aggressive playing style has earned him the fitting nickname, The Beast. So officially on the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast, we just had The Beast, okay? He's widely regarded as the number one senior male player in the world. His success expands beyond the age category. In 2018, he and his son Daniel won the 19 plus division at the Northwest Regional Tournament in Bend, Oregon. And less than a month later, he and his son John won the Italian Open. So he's playing in the 19 plus division. He has to play down in order to play with his sons where their age group really is, their age. So that just kind of tells you what a phenomenal player he actually is, that he can play with 19 plus individuals and be so successful. Scott has taken his success in pickleball and developed a comprehensive pickleball training program, and he teaches all over the Western Hemisphere. He currently resides in Colorado with his wife, Susan, and they have four adult children. You know, as I'm thinking about this conversation that I just had with him, and by the way, forgive the audio quality on this particular episode because we had internet connectivity issues. He was on a trip, and so you could see he's very comfortable in his hotel room, and I just guess we had a bad connection. I don't know, but I didn't really care because I had the Beast on my show and I wanted to keep chatting with him. And listen, he is a Christ follower. He loves the Lord. And so many of the points that he made spoke directly to my heart. We talk about being competitive. We talk about shining the light of Christ while we're on the court. We talk about the importance of not letting pride and competitiveness just well up within us so much that we forget what really matters. And that's what he's going to share with you. He's going to say toward the end of the interview, he's going to say, you know, these medals, these trophies, they're in a box gathering dust. That's not what really matters. So I want you to tune in and listen to this entire show. You're going to get a sense of my geekiness when it comes to pickleball. You know how much I love it. You know how we talk about choosing our thoughts wisely when it comes to basically four issues, our health, physical, emotional health. And that's what this is all about. But it's also about our faith and how to apply our faith in the field or on the court. And of course, you know, I'm promoting the Pickleball Passion, the 21-day devotional that I've written that he also loves. And I think you're going to be blessed by this episode. You're going to be encouraged, especially if you play any type of competitive sport, or if you just want to know a little bit more about pickleball, here's your chance. So without further ado, here's Scott. Welcome, everybody, or welcome back to the Choose to Think Inspirational podcast. And I'm about to geek out here over the fact that we get to really talk pickleball today on the show today. As you know, we have Scott Moore.
I am super excited to be here, and it's just my pleasure. Love doing this kind of thing. So thank you for inviting me. It's my honor.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, I want you to tell everyone how you even became interested in pickleball. What's your story there?
So the story is I am a racket sport junkie. Started playing ping pong when I was six. One of the best Christmas presents I ever got from my dad. And I got into that, got into junior tennis in Texas growing up. Played some racquetball in college. I went to Japan, which is a whole nother story, but I got into badminton there for about 10 years. Played squash when I got back because there wasn't anybody playing badminton in Colorado. And then about 12 years ago, right at sort of a downtime in my life called Empty Nest, I wasn't sure what I was going to do with myself because we have been blessed with four kids and had foreign exchange students and always had lots of activity. All of a sudden, it was my wife and I alone. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what am I going to do with all this time that I've been, you know, investing in my kids and playing with my kids? And about that time, a friend of mine named John Foss, who I am eternally indebted to, said, Scott, I got a new sport I want you to come try called pickleball. And I honestly said pickleball. Played and I thought it was fun. It was kind of innocuous enough. It was, we had to line the courts or tape the courts and, you know, it was kind of a pain, but I did it once or twice a month for about a year. And then 2013, one of my tennis buddies said, hey, I'm going to nationals to play in this senior open event. You want to come with me? And I went, wait a minute, there's nationals in pickleball? Are you kidding? I said, yes, I'll go. And we went and we lost our first match, won seven in a row, ended up with a silver medal in the 5-0, the highest division, 50 plus. And I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, this is my new calling. And I am going to be a national champion because I've seen the competition and I never even dreamed of being a national champion or, you know, having a pickleball calling. I had been called to business and, I was like, this is my new thing and I'm going all in. So I just jumped in both feet and my son, who was the best player in the world and for a couple of years, moved back from Africa that year. I said, hey, if you want to play with me, we'll go become national champions. And 6 months later we were. So It was mind-boggling how, you know, we got in at the right time. God had blessed us with the right, you know, skills and opportunity to do it and health. And so I keep thinking, man, I don't deserve to have this much fun. And it's amazing. So we meet so many people.
Pickleball is amazing. And if you're just listening on the audio version, and if you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing the fact that I just can't stop smiling because I'm just so jazzed about this. Pickleball has really just changed my life in so many ways. And, you know, on the show, we talk a lot about our thoughts and choosing to think. This particular area would be choosing to think about your physical health, or at least in part, although there are so many other applications when it comes to playing pickleball. For me, I've been challenged spiritually as in terms of my character, the way I play, the things I say, my attitude, my facial expressions. Am I really being a good witness, say, for Christ? Yeah. Which is one of the reasons that I wrote Pickleball Passion, the 21-day devotional, because I recognized, gosh, I had a lot of room for growth that I didn't even know I had, I had no idea that, like, the ugly will come out of me sometimes. Oh, and then I bear Christ's image and I want to witness for him, but I'm not doing a good job sometimes on the court. Has that been a struggle for you at all?
Absolutely. It is a struggle every time I step on the court because I am, other than probably I played pickleball with Andy Roddick, people that I know. And so it's always a challenge to basically reflect Christ on the court. And I have been humbled so many times by having to go and ask forgiveness of my partners or opponents, you know, when I've offended them or been too competitive or said something or, you know, gave a look or whatever it was. But God just keeps allowing me to, you know, show how much I need him, which is one reason I love pickleball, because anytime I'm in the flesh, I'm going to blow it. I've just got to give it to him and die to myself, just like, you know, in my marriage or anything else. It doesn't come easy for me or natural. And it's about dying to self. And so God gives me lots of opportunities on the pickleball court. I remember one time I was playing in Las Vegas and we had a just an amazing match with one of my best friends and brothers in Christ. I was playing against them and they had like 7 match points. I hit a winner to win the second game and just let out kind of a loud grunt, you know, as it's hitting it, and it sort of offended his partner. It's like, you're over exaggerating. And so I had to go to him and apologize, and he just didn't want to forgive me. Right. And I was like, you know, Rich, did I offend you? He's like, no, but no. So after the match, I asked him his forgiveness again, and he was still kind of mad. The next day we were totally good, but Rich, his partner, said, look, Scott, God is not as concerned with the messes you make as how you clean them up. And it gave me so much freedom being imperfect and prone to mistakes, but knowing there's always forgiveness and there's always restoration in Christ. Even if, you know, this particular guy had never forgiven me, which he did. But basically I have that freedom. And even if I screw up, God can restore it. And I love that aspect of pickleball, because I know I'm not perfect and I know I'm going to make mistakes, but it gives me a freedom. If I do, I just got to humble my heart and go seek him first and then seek the other person's forgiveness as well. It's been a beautiful thing and really brought me some of the closest friends I have in pickleball that I've had to go through that with.
Yeah, that is so encouraging. And I wonder also, Scott, are you equally hard on yourself, or is that ever an issue? I mean, do you ever get angry with yourself?
Harder on myself. I get more frustrated with myself. So learning to give myself grace is one of the harder things that I've ever had to deal with, right? Some ways I think, you know, maybe that's how God made me, but my imperfections also come out in that, right? You've got to be able to receive grace as well as to give it. And so that's one of my favorite words is, you know, grace, because it's not easy for me. I want to earn it. You know, I want to feel like I deserve it. And yet you just got to walk in it and accept it. And that's hard. But I'm getting better at it as I'm getting older and have made, you know, lots of mistakes, but it's one of those areas I'll never perfect it, but hopefully I'm just getting better at it, because it's a huge one with both with yourself and with relationship with others.
Yeah. Does your wife play pickleball?
She does. She loves it. She shares my addiction. When my son and I, our first tournament, his name's Daniel, we played in 2014. It was a pro tournament, and we played the number one seeds and defending national champions first round, and we beat them in this pro tournament. And my wife was there. She realized, I give her credit, to her credit, she said, well, this is not going to be a fad for these guys. I'm either going to be left behind or I'm going to jump in. So she started playing pickleball, and now she shares my addiction for pickleball.
Wow.
I always warn people when they get started in pickleball to be careful. It is very addictive, but also with the caveat that there are worse things to be addicted to, right? So
that's right. Well, do you all play together?
We get to travel, and we've been to about 12 countries and 20 something states. And, you know, we just play pickleball and then fellowship with people and socialize at night. She goes with her group. She's a 4-0, and, you know, I play with my pro group, and then she'll come watch me, or I'll watch her, and then we'll all hang out together at night. So it's just been a great relationship builder for us with people all over the country that we never, ever would have had an opportunity to meet, you know, had we not been so involved in pickleball.
Oh, I bet. But so you always play apart, or do you ever play together as partners?
We play socially together. I mean, she's a 4-0.
I understand.
Has played some 4-5. So she doesn't want to play with me probably more than I don't want to play with her. She just, you know, she knows, but she has the most wonderful group of friends, and we'll play, you know, rec games together.
Sure.
We just don't play tournaments together.
Gotcha.
For a couple reasons. One, we wouldn't be equally yoked, right? She would just get mercilessly picked on. Two, I probably know my limitations, and I don't think that would be good for our marriage. Being that competitive, and you know, it would just be really hard. And I, you know,
yes, I wrote this.
Right, need to grow in my faith to come out, you know, looking good or having a good attitude before the Lord. And so that's one that maybe I just don't have enough faith. But we have learned, you know, not to play tournaments together, but we have a great time playing rec games. And you know,
I kind of wonder too, Scott, about even playing with your son, because, you know, a parent-child relationship, a husband-wife relationship, we know that we're going to love each other through the thick and thin of it. We know that we're connected at the hip almost. And so I don't think we're going to leave each other, quote, leave each other over pickleball. Right. I don't think. Right. But playing with someone who you love and you know they love you, you get a little bit, it's a little easier to criticize or to
Absolutely.
Things. Yeah.
Yes, you're almost like too comfortable.
It's high time to elevate your love and faith with Pickleball Passion, a marriage devotional. Strengthen your connection on and off the court in just 21 days. Each day's devotion guides you to a deeper, more fulfilling marriage and offers you tips and tricks while playing pickleball together, whether you're a seasoned pickleball enthusiast or just starting out. This devotional is your ticket to a joyful journey of love and faith. Order now and make 2024 the year your relationship thrives and you level up your game.
You know, probably the high and low of my pickleball career was playing with my son, Daniel. You know, because after we got like fourth place and lost 11-8 in the third, our first nationals to the guys that won the gold medal, we were so close. And we both won the singles. So we were already, after 6 months playing, you know, two of the best players in the world at that time. I looked at him and said, hey, next year, we'll learn how to play doubles. We're basically playing singles on a doubles court and we'll win singles and dad. I was thinking next year we should play with guys our own ages. And I went, ouch, you know, but God, thank you. Cause leave it to your kids to keep you humble. And no one, I mean, I'm very competitive and good and whatever, but no one criticized me like my son on the court. Right. So he was hard for me, but it was good for me. Cause he made me better, but it was sometimes hard to take, you know, here's my son. He's better than me. He's telling me what to do. Can I be humble enough to accept that? And for the most part, I did. I had a few times it was tough, but I also cherish the times. I mean, we beat the top guys in the world. We won the Bend 2018 regional together and we got a bronze medal. The last pro tournament I played 2018 in Vail, we lost to Ben Johns and Kyle Yates, but to get into the bronze medal match, we beat two of the best guys in the world, Dekel Barr and Adam Stone. And, you know, I'll always treasure that. And it was some very special times. And so, yeah, it's the hardest and the best of both worlds playing with, you know, your family, I think.
Yeah, I do too. And it really will press you to dig deeper into the word and to draw closer to Christ, because my goodness, you should hear the prayers that my husband Jim and I say in the car on the way to the tournaments, because we are playing together and he is so not the problem. He is low key, loves to have fun and he is competitive, but not like I am. And that's where the rub really is. So we pray so much asking God to please, you know, put that sentinel at my mouth and and it's not just our words. It can be our gestures, the eye, you know, we don't do eye rolling, but the shrugging. He says, I sigh he puts one in the net or something. And
body language speaks louder than words a lot, right?
So that does. Yeah.
Hard to hide too. If the heart's not right, it's going to come out.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's all about the heart.
It is about the heart. Thank you for that reminder. It's really about the heart. And fortunately, I do long to have a heart that is kind of lined up with biblical principles and values and ways. You know, the Bible says we have the mind of Christ. I'm still trying to figure out what that really means.
Right. And also yeah. says to guard your heart because that's from right. it are the wellsprings of life. So, yeah. you know, you got to really think about what's coming in your heart and your thoughts and that's all right. that and basically cause you to stumble if you're not right with the Lord.
That's right. Yeah.
So you're going to fall on your face. And I've done it many times.
Yeah. I'm grateful that my husband is gracious. You mentioned that a moment ago, just yes. that the fact that we have to be gracious, we receive that grace, yes, from others. And we also have to apply that grace even to ourselves and be gracious totally. To us as well. So, hey, I want to know this one thing too, Scott. Do you have any body aches as you're getting older and playing? And how do you deal with those body aches?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I have been extremely fortunate or blessed because I've been playing now, you know, professionally for 10 years. I had two injuries. One was a heel fracture, two was a torn meniscus, but I use these blood flow restriction bands. And so I train, you know, probably 6 days a week. I think at 61, almost 62 years old, I'm in some of the best shape of my life. God gave me some great genes, but I also work really hard on it. When I first started playing pickleball, I was an injury waiting to happen, but I've been really trying to do my best to take care of my temple in every way. But I don't hardly have any aches. Like I said, I had the knee, but I have some great insoles called air feet that I use that cushion every step. And I use these B3 blood flow restriction bands that have gotten strengthened my knees around my knees and all my, I don't even get sore anymore. I'm hardly any tired. So I cannot say that I have any aches and people want me to endorse their different. I can't do it because I don't have any pain. I don't have any before and after. So I just try to prevent it. And so far I've been very fortunate and protected by the Lord, I think.
Yeah, that is such a blessing because when I look at some of our group playing, you know, we've got the knee braces. I wore an ankle brace. I tore my Achilles and was wearing an ankle brace. And then you've got the elbow issues right. and, you know, the people wearing the protective glasses. I always wear my visor because if I just happen to flick the paddle up or something.
Yeah, I've been hit in the glasses three or four times, probably. I mean, I know people have eyesight affected because they've gotten hit. So that's one thing I really am religious about is trying to protect my eyes and preach that.
So you do wear glasses or goggles?
I do.
Or
I have prescriptions. So I wear prescription sunglasses and prescription glasses, depending on if I'm indoors or outdoors. But yes, I absolutely do and recommend that.
But the goggles though, over them, you mean, or?
No, they're kind of athletic.
I gotcha. Speaking of that, sometimes I think it's so easy to underestimate your opponents, I guess that's the right word, because someone steps on the court and it's like they can barely move one leg or something. And maybe they have all the braces and everything on and you think, oh, they're an easy shoe-in. We got them. They can barely move. Has that ever backfired on you, that kind of thinking? Like, how do you Sure. approach your opponents, I guess is my question.
Now, I try not to take them for granted, right? But I mean, for a while, I was having so much success and I knew all the senior pros. And so, you know, I think sometimes I got overconfident and lost some matches mm-hmm. that I don't think I should have. And part of it is just pride, right? I mean, Bible says, take heed. If you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. And so I now, because there's so many great players that I've never even seen before and they're coming out of everywhere. I now try not to take anybody for granted and not let myself think I'm going to win. I just play every match like this is going to be as tough as I ever played. And, you know, so kind of learn the hard way on that. And also, I mean, it used to be that I won almost every tournament for 5 or 6 years. And now there's so many good players. And I keep, as a senior pro, all these 49-year-olds keep aging into my play group and they're unbelievably great, talented players. And they're younger than me, you know, by 10 years. So I have to work extra hard and have the right mental attitude, you know, just to hang in there with them. I had to give up singles, and the singles was kind of wearing my parts out a little bit, I felt like. So, yes. You know, you just got to be smart and wise and not take anyone for granted, prepare really well, and then go out and just have fun, have a good attitude, and what happens, happens.
Yeah. Can you give us a teeny little peek into what that mindset or attitude preparation is for you, say just coming into league play maybe or tournament play?
Yeah, How do you prep for that? I've always told my kids are exceptionally good tennis players and volleyball players, and I trained them, you know, to be exceptional, because I felt like they're exceptional in something, they'll learn how to do that in other areas of their lives later. So I didn't really give them a choice. It was like, you don't have to play today, you get to play. And so we worked really hard. My mantra to them as far as athletics was, hey, champions are made off the court. Mm. So it does matter what you eat. It does matter how much you sleep. It does matter how you prepare yourself, you know, mentally and study in school. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to raise our kids in Japan, so they got to learn two languages growing up. And, you know, sometimes they complain, hey, we have to go to two schools. I'm like, no, you have an opportunity to learn two languages, which you'll appreciate someday. So, so I prepare harder, or as hard off the, you know, hydration, drinking lots of fluids. I really don't drink anything but water, and, you know, put in various supplements, but basically that's the main thing. And then eating well, sleeping well. I think sleep is underrated. Practicing really hard. I mean, I work out, like I said, with these bands every day, so I'm fit. I'm confident there. I spend 2/3 of my time on the court drilling instead of just playing. Mm. I think drilling is when the confidence is built and the repetition becomes, you know, something you can relax with. If you're not confident, you get stressed out. So all of that's important, and I will work harder coming into a tournament than I would if I don't have a tournament coming for, you know, four weeks. So I'll spend 3 hours a day on the court and probably an hour off the court and working out and stretching. And 2 of those 3 hours on the court would be drilling one-on-one with a partner, and then maybe play for an hour. Mm. So just being prepared to be your best.
I love your mantra. Champions are made off the court. That says a lot right there. And I wonder, it's kind of not related to this particular topic, but is there anything that you would ever, you look back and you think, oh gosh, I wish I could have a do-over at this particular moment or at this tournament, in this game? Any do-overs that you might like to have?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of very close matches. You know, I lost only one singles match in 5 years, and it was at the U.S. Open in 2016 to my best friend and brother in the Lord, Glenn Peterson. And I was ahead like 11-6, 9-2. And, you know, there was some music playing, and I kind of danced around. I was just a little overconfident, whatever. And he just made the most incredible comeback. I got tight, missed a couple. He hit a net cord winner, you know, off of a sprint. It was crazy. So that, you know, when I'm counting my little, you know, tournaments that I should have won, there was another one at the U.S. Open where I lost a match that cost me a triple crown and won it at Nationals. So there's a few, you know, points and games where I felt like I really should have won. But when I look back at it, Victoria, in all honesty, it hurt. And I think, you know, wow, I could have had these unbreakable records. And I still have quite a few, which I've been blessed with. But really, as I think James Dobson may have said first, when I at least I heard it, you know, time turns your trophies into trash. I think the point is, those things really don't matter to me anymore. But I love Glenn Peterson. He's like a brother. He's one of my best friends. And, you know, if I had to lose, losing to him is no shame. And, you know, in the long run, it really doesn't matter. So it's not really the wins and losses that count, but it's the friendships with people like that. And it's the travel all over the world and friends that we have all over the world and the ministry opportunities. You know, I look at pickleball as mission. you know, I used to be into the business's mission because God called me to the workplace for, you know, 30 something years. And now he's called me to the pickleball community. So now it's pickleball's mission. And we've started what we call a pickleball fellowship, which we've done at tournaments. And we have a pickleball trips business called pickleballtrips.com. And we take an hour or so on each trip and in 30 minutes, a lot of times at tournaments, and just have a gathering for anyone that wants to join. And we've had some unbelievable times and some rich, you know, friendships built over the years by doing that. And I just love the opportunities that it's given me and the doors and, you know, the people I've met, some of whom I never would have dreamed were believers, some of whom weren't, that, you know, joined us, but that were, you know, different walks of life. But we welcome anyone. And we have the opportunity to speak into their lives. And I think God has called me for such a time as this and has gifted me, you know, as one of, if not the winningest, probably senior pro ever. Not so people would go, hey, Scott Moore's a great player and blah, 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 which, you know, happens, but that really doesn't mean anything and it's going to all burn. But so that I can influence people for Christ and have an impact for the kingdom.
Wow, that's so inspirational. And I am just so delighted that you came on the show. I think I've learned so much. I've just scribbled down a gazillion notes here and really just personally even encouraged that, you know, I get down on myself so much when I lose. And you just said that about, it's not about winning. It's not about the medals, the trophies. There's something bigger at play here. And it's a great opportunity to meet people, to witness, to encourage them in their faith, and to shine the light of Christ. And if I can just keep my eyes on those, that particular little mission there, that then I do much better. You have put on the table so many wonderful reminders as Christ followers that we can be gracious. We can make sure that our minds, our thoughts are focused on what really matters, not some pickleball medal that just hangs somewhere or a trophy that we might get that gathers
dust. Mine are all gathering dust in a box in my basement, right? So that shows you how much the medals really count in life as far as what's important.
Yeah.
Right.
So good.
It's all perspective. And I lose it often in the midst of the battle, just like in the midst of daily struggles in life. Sometimes I get too busy to spend time with the Lord, or I, you know, my priorities are off, or I value other things more than the relationships that he's given me. So, you know, it's just a great opportunity to learn. Pickleball just happens to be, you know, microcosm of society. And it just helps me learn quicker. I make bigger mistakes. And, you know, it's just that battle is heated every time you step on the court. So like I said before, you got to die to self really quickly or you're going to blow it.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful message. And I just had this thought that I would love to have your wife on my show someday. Do you think she would do that?
Oh yeah, she would. She's a little shy in front of the camera, but she probably would. I could probably talk her into it.
Okay, I would just absolutely love that. So
yeah, she's on her way to Malaysia and Japan. We have a grandson in Japan right now as we speak. Her daughter is a flight attendant and they got on first class. So she's a happy camper right now.
Oh, I bet she is. I guess if you're going to Malaysia, that might be a night, you know, first class might really be nice. God bless you so much. You have wonderful tournament that's coming up or the play that you're having, and safe travels.
Thank you. God bless you and what you're doing. I love it. I love what you're doing. Thank you for the devotional and the time. And it's really a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Take care. And we'll be in touch. Thank you so much. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap, Brain Changer. And listen, if you like what you hear, would you leave us a 1-2 sentence review at Apple Podcasts, share the link with a friend, or tag me on your share on social media? It would mean the world to me and would help us to keep shining the light of Christ and sharing the good news to others who are in need of encouragement. Please visit us on our website at choosetothink.co. That's with the number 2, choosetothink.co, to get on our monthly newsletter list. And if you need a guest speaker for your next women's retreat or church event, I'm your gal. Email email me at choosetothink@gmail.com. And that's with the number 2, choosetothink@gmail.com. Finally, I offer limited free mentoring sessions each month where you and I can chat to help you develop a strategy for your thoughts in any area of your life. I'm a certified life coach and I have something to share. Visit choosetothink.co and click on mentoring for more details. Also, keep in mind that the messages on this show are for informational and educational purposes only. Please consult your medical doctor for all medical issues. Thank you again for tuning in. God bless you.